Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Georgiani with Jerry Usher, and this is where we take a fresh look at ourselves and the world around us. We try to improve a little, learn a little, get a little closer to God, and that's what Take Two is all about. A safe, live program and platform for you to call in and share your lived experiences so we can all learn and grow together as the mystical body of Christ. That's what we always talk about on Take Two, but we have brand new listeners each and every time we do the weekday show. So we want to make sure we include everyone. And you don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie right now, we consider you part of the Take Two family. So please consider calling in as we introduce the topic. Jerry, you put this on the calendar, but I have something to say about it after you introduce it. I just wanted to let you know.
I know what you're going to say.
Okay.
Go ahead. You say it.
I was going to say that in life coaching, we actually do not reflect into the past and want to have any regrets or what would we change about the past. So in life coaching, we're always looking forward. But you put this on the calendar, and I like where you're going with this, because I think the angle you want maybe to approach is that we look back into the past and we look at some of the things we could have done, should have done, would have done, and maybe there's still time and opportunity to do those things, right? Before we take our last breath. So I love that idea of maybe making this kind of a launching for so many people. But did you guess what I was going to say?
Yeah, well, I'm familiar with, in life coaching, you know, it's always about looking forward, and I think that's really beautiful. I mean, St. Junipero Serra, whose feast day is on my birthday, said, always forward, you know, never go back. And I think it's a beautiful thing. You know, with God, we have that ability, that freedom to not really be bogged down by the things of our past. But I think it's just human nature. It is for me anyway. I don't know about anybody else who's listening. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes we can look at some of the things we wish we had done differently, wish had been done differently to us, and we can maybe shed those things. You know, I think it could be a good opportunity to take a different look. We talk about reframing on this show all the time. So maybe today's show will help some people reframe some of the things that they might regret. Debbie, you always say no regrets. And if we have any regrets, it's, you know, daily we can kind of take the opportunity to shed those regrets and say, you know, I'm never going to let those things tie me down anymore.
Good, good. I like that. Okay. So what would you change in your past? We want to know, and then let's talk about it, explore it, and see if it can, you know, feel different going forward. And I love that. I absolutely love that. And to really go back and kind of get a better understanding of things in your own life and feel really, you know, a sense of peace about it, right? And then joy going forward. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. What would you change in your past? We want to know from you. Let's talk about it. We love having these discussions because we always learn something new. 833-288-3986.
Yeah, and again, it could be, you know, maybe you were faced with a decision at a certain time in your life, and you made a decision in this direction, and kind of as you look back, you go, you know, if I had the opportunity to change that, I would. Maybe it was words exchanged with somebody. Again, the show is not about, you know, going back and just, you know, giving ourselves another ball and chain around the other leg. Really, it's about maybe looking at these things and saying, you know what? I don't need to be a slave to that anymore. But I think it's just human nature. We all make mistakes, choices we wish were different, words and actions that we wish we hadn't said or done. So if there is something, anything at all in your past that you would change and get rid of right now, why don't we use this as an opportunity to get rid of it, you know, kind of to flush it out of your life today on the program. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
So fill up those phone lines and tell us what you would change in your past, and let's talk about it and see if we can have a kind of a life skills, life coaching approach to it, which is kind of exciting because you'll see some new insights come out of the discussions that we have. But we need to hear from you, okay? We can get comments coming in on YouTube and Facebook. The chats are going. We're waving to you. You can also email us. You email us at take2@EWTN.com. WGTN.com. It comes right to us. Or better yet, call us, because Matt Kabinsky's waiting to answer your call. He likes to chat with you as well. And the number to dial is 833-288-3986. Ace McKay, our wonderful producers at the controls. And we also have Jeff Burson, our social media expert, who is there gathering up all your comments and putting them on the show document so we can read them or kind of weave them into the discussion. So, Jerry, since we're going to go down that road, let me go quickly so I can be done and move forward. You've heard of all my past things. I would have definitely, God willing, would have had more children. I was blessed with two boys, beautiful, healthy boys, thank God. I would have loved to have had a family of five or six or seven or eight, or like our dear friends that Jerry and I worked with many years ago. I think they're up to 12 or 13. I think it's amazing. I would have loved to have had more children, especially a daughter. I would have loved to have had a daughter. I would have loved to spend more time learning new languages, playing an instrument better. I would have loved to be a medical doctor. Always wanted to be a doctor. And I don't know why I didn't. I think probably my family, they were very, very, you know, in your face kind of family. And they told me not to. So I just went along with it. But I'm so happy with ministry, so I can't complain. So there's my things in the past that I would change. And I'm sure we're going to hear some from Jerry. But now I'm done. Whew, I'm moving forward.
What about you, Take Two family? Anything in your life? You don't have to go into a lot of detail. You know, some things that we wish we could change, go back and change, you know, are really in some ways not very pretty at times. But you don't have to, you know, go into all kinds of detail or anything. Just be, you know, be as brief as you want. But hopefully, again, this will be maybe a healing opportunity, an opportunity to move on. 833-288-3986. I've thought about this a lot. I've been praying about it during the night. And, I mean, I could have listed 1,000 things too, Debbie. But I guess what I narrowed it down to is I would have reached out more to my dad. You know, my parents divorced when I was 7, and we lived in Seattle. Then we moved down to the Washington coast. Our mom and 5 kids, and our dad would send us an occasional birthday or Christmas card. But you know, over the years, I just didn't reach out to him, and I just didn't really know him. You know, so it just never really occurred to me to do that. But I've kind of made amends with that through prayer and spiritually offering him to God and praying for him. And, you know, so all is well on that now, too. So I'm happy that I moved on from that. What about you, Take Two family? Please join us on the program.
Okay, we're asking today on Take Two, what would you change in your past? I think it's very healing to actually explore that in a safe environment like Take Two, and then we can move forward and really just be at peace. And that's a wonderful thing. So, but you have to join us. You have to join the conversation by dialing 833-288-3986. We have 2 open phone lines. That's very rare on Take Two. So that means if you're feeling that little nudge in your spirit, maybe the Holy Spirit's telling you to call in and share what you would change in your past. Before we get to Patty in Wyoming, let me just, is that Wyoming or West Virginia? Wyoming. Okay. I want to make sure I get the initials correctly. Okay. So before we get to Patty, let me just share this. EWTN News, by email. So listen to this. Through redemptive Catholic journalism, EWTN News helps advance the gospel and teachings of the church. Get our trusted Catholic news in your email inbox. I do. I love it. Visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe. I love getting today's headlines in my email box every single morning, Jerry. I tell you, where have I been? I mean, I'm so grateful to EWTN. They have us covered so we can stay up to date and up to speed on what's happening in the world and in the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great, great resources all across the board. Okay, 833-288-3986. Just doing a little exercise today. If there was anything in your life that you would change from your past, and hopefully you've resolved that and made peace with it, but maybe today is the day that you do that. 833-288-3986. As Debbie mentioned, Patty is in Wyoming listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Patty, you're up first. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. I was calling because a few months ago you had asked a question. I think it was about moving or thinking about housing, and I had an abusive situation, and I had to move quickly, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I called you guys, and I know you had said you would say prayers. I said my prayers, and right now I am sitting in my brand new house.
Yay!
And the car out in front, and I believe it's because of prayer and trusting, and yeah.
Well, Patty, I wanted to say real quickly, when I saw your name and then I saw it was Wyoming, I said, wait a minute, I wonder if this is the Patty. So it is. So you got into your new home. It's a beautiful home, a safe home. Everything's good. You're at peace. You're happy.
I am. And I just got a call from the district attorney back from where I was, and they're going to pursue charges against this guy, but I don't have to be there. So,
right, so you can stay safe.
So yeah, just wanted to give you an update and thank you so much, and you know, praise God, here I am, and I'm with closer to family, and it's all good.
Yeah. Well, you said what I was going to say, Patty. Praise God for that. We want everyone to be safe and have peace in their lives. And so many people are going through very, very tumultuous, even very frightening times right now. And thank God that you are now in a place. It sounds like there couldn't be much of a better place than Wyoming, you know, to kind of just start anew, you know, and just be there with God and just let God continue the great work that he's doing in your life. We're very grateful to hear from you.
Yeah, well, thank you, and thank anybody else who prayed for me, because, I'm just...
Yeah, well, Patty, it's a big, big, big Take-Two family that has been praying for you. So you got to keep us posted, because, you know, it's not just one and done. We pray for you and then, you know, we praise God and you're on your way. So check in with us from time to time and let us know how everything's going, okay?
I will do that.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks
Patty.
For the great praise report.
Praise be to God.
Yes.
Wow.
Amen.
I love that. I love when our Take-Two family calls back and we can praise God together. That feels good. Wow. And Wyoming, you're right. It's beautiful. We should do a pilgrimage in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should.
Can we ride horses? Like a dude ranch? Isn't that what they call those things?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we had a dude ranch in eighth grade, and I had the worst horse. And my friend Mary gave me the worst horse to ride. It was horrible. It was a horrible experience. So I need to.
Is that something you would change from your past?
I was just thinking that we need to do it again so I can change it. Okay, Abraham, driving through Ohio, listening on the iHeart Radio app. Hello, Abraham. Welcome.
Welcome. Well, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Speaking about a dude ranch, I used to work at a dude ranch up in Colorado, a place called Peaceful Valley. I'm told that it's not there anymore. But anyway, it was a ball. But anyway, back to the subject of, I don't know if I would change anything, but if I have a regret, it would be my first marriage. Not that it happened, that I abused it the way I did as a youngster. I was married at 17, and by the time I was 18, I was in the military. I had two kids, and I was feeling my own, I guess, because I was out and about. And looking back on it, if that would have changed, I wouldn't have been able to learn life lessons to put me to where I am today. So, yes, I would have changed. I would have liked to change, but then, no, maybe I'm glad I didn't. That makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it sure does. Boy, I think you're referring to the school of hard knocks, Abraham, and I don't think there's a person on the face of the earth who will ever live who doesn't go through that school. Some people, go a few higher grades than other people in that school of hard knocks, but I have been where you're referring to right now, and the beautiful thing is what I'm hearing you say is, you learned a lot of lessons from that. And so it was maybe something you would change possibly, but it's made you the person you are today. And that's, I think that's what we have to focus on right now is, God is a God of second chances, third, fourth, 70 times seven chances. And if we can just experience the hard knocks of life and come to a better place and be a better person, especially in our relationship with God and our attempt to grow in holiness, then that really is what it's all about. Debbie, mm-hmm. I don't know if you've got any thoughts on that. But
I totally agree. Which saint was it? I was trying to look it up. Was it Padre Pio? Was it? Or was it one of the other saints that said that, a lot of times when we have these past regrets or things that have happened, or even when we have these twists and turns in life, or even really, really tragic events that happen in life, we may be thinking, well, where was God and all this and everything? And then it was one of the saints that said that, no, it was actually God preventing something, from happening to us that could have been worse and could have prevented our eternal salvation. It's very interesting when you look at it. So it's all how you really look at it. It's interesting. On the break, we were kind of chuckling and sharing with our producer, Ace McKay, of, things we would have done, differently. And I made the comment that I always saw myself as like a musical, kind of singer on, like not really a rock person, stuff like that. Maybe not. Maybe country music. Performer, right. But here's the thing. Maybe if I did that, I would have never been close to God. Think about it. So, I would much rather be where I'm sitting today than being a country music performer, even though it would be entertaining to people and it would be wonderful. Maybe that's not the path. So it's all how you really look at it, Abraham. And I think that's what you're sharing with us today. Any final comments?
Thinking about singer, I just want to say, God, rest in peace for Loretta Lynn, who passed away.
Yes.
Oh, Loretta Lynn passed away? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't know
there was I can't remember what program it was. There was Tyler Wolf or something like that about things that hurt people or that hurt children, kept you back from faith. And I like to look at things regardless of what it is. Whenever I'm hurting, whenever I'm sick, mm-hmm. that I try to look for the proverbial silver lining in what's mm-hmm. happened to me at that moment.
Right.
Because I know whenever I had COVID, I was bad. But I wasn't in the morgue, so I was grateful for that. I've broken a bones, and yes, it hurt, but I was grateful that it was able to heal. Mm-hmm. So I've always looked at the things that have been negative. Even my second divorce. That what positives can I take there? And there's so many positives. More positives out of my second divorce than there were negatives. Hmm. And then one of the great positives is that we have remained friends.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Well, and again, God wants us, like you said, you found the proverbial silver lining, and that's a great gift you've been given, Abraham. I know people, even myself sometimes, Debbie, this, I don't suffer well. I've said this on the radio many times.
No, he doesn't, folks.
Yeah, I don't. And when I'm going through suffering, I am tempted to kind of accentuate the negative and, like, why me, mm-hmm. and why is this going on, and when is this going to end? But, I'm going to learn from you, Abraham. Brother, you have just given me a new incentive to to take those moments and say, it could be worse indeed, and thank God. We need to even thank God, Debbie, for the adversity, because that's mm-hmm. what makes us stronger.
Well, and if we are getting closer to God, if we're getting stronger, getting closer to God, learning more about God as we go through all these trials and tribulations and all the twists and turns of life, then it can be meaningful and worth it, right? We got to get stronger, though. So many people walk away, and that's dangerous. That's very dangerous. Abraham, thank you so much. Drive carefully through Ohio, and thank you for calling in. We hope to hear from you again real soon. May I just share something real quickly? I did not realize Loretta Lynn had passed away. I actually love Loretta Lynn and her music. I watched The Coal Miner's Daughter, I think, the movie about her story, her life, probably 100 times. I just think she was a fascinating woman, that's a sad loss. She contributed a lot to this world by way of country music.
Mm-hmm. 90 years of age, and wow. She did contribute to the well-being and happiness of a lot of people's lives. Okay, Elise, mm-hmm. in Angola, Indiana, listening to us on Annunciation Radio, is up next on Take Two. Hi, Elise.
Hi, I came back again.
Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Elise.
Here before.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah, so I immediately thought of my college experience. I went to a college in my hometown, and I kind of went there because it was close and it was, you know, financially a good idea. I had a scholarship to there and a lot of things like that just kind of came together. But a lot of times I've looked back on it and I thought, why did I settle for that school when there were actually a couple of other schools I was looking at that just the more time goes by, the more I kind of look at those other schools and think it would have been so much better had I gone there. And I just have that kind of regret in the back of my mind. And I've also struggled some with finding the right job, the right kind of calling or vocation, so to speak, post-college. So I sometimes think I just should have had a better, more thought-out plan for college before I just dove in and did the thing that seemed like a right fit at the time, you know. But then lately, I've been kind of like what Abraham was saying. I've been thinking about it from another perspective because I knew this all along, too, but it's just become more clear recently. There have been relationships that I formed at that college that were almost more important than the education in some ways. And specifically, I was a music major, and there was a music professor. It was a very small music department. That's one of the things I regret is I don't feel like I got the best music education that I could have. But because it was such a small department, there was a lot more interaction between students and instructors. And I really built a strong relationship with this one professor in particular. And recently we've gotten back in touch after being out of touch for about 7 years. I thought I completely lost this person, but it just so happened that I reached out to him and it was him, you know, lo and behold, it was still his number. And we've been talking about faith, and it's a moment in his life when he really needed encouragement. And I just happened to, you know, show up. And I feel like I'm finally paying it forward or paying it back to him for all the times that he was there for me in the same way.
Right.
And so it's just like, if I hadn't gone to that school, you know, it's like I'm seeing the tip of the iceberg of God's plan, because there's got to be so many things like this that we don't like fully see or recognize, where something comes full circle and when we realize, hey, if that hadn't happened, this wouldn't be happening. There's got to be just tons of things like that happening all the time. But right now, I feel like I'm just seeing a little tiny piece of it, and it's pretty mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. You see, you know, God had a specific purpose for you to go there, like you said, and maybe it was all for the moments that you're experiencing now with this individual talking about the faith, and who knows? I mean, you could be the instrument, Elise, of this individual's coming to God or back to God or achieving salvation or something, and, you know, I can relate exactly to what you're saying because I went to a really small school. I didn't have much of a choice, but there was another one about 30 miles away, but everything was small and everybody had to do everything, or you didn't have sports teams or a band or anything like that. And I look back now, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. You know, there are a lot of benefits to maybe having more or having bigger schools or bigger classes or better programs or what have you, but it sounds like you're in a great place right now, and we will pray for you in your correspondence with this individual that God will indeed use you in a powerful way, and that this will bless you too, because God has more and more blessings for you coming up, Elise. We're assured of that. Thank you. God bless you for calling the show again. We appreciate it. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio.
We're asking the question today on Take Two, what would you change in your past? And we're having some really, just enlightening, just amazing discussions on this, and the way you guys are approaching it, I think, is helping all of us. Just to go back to Elisa's call in Indiana, Elisa, I know you had already opened the phone line for someone else to call in, but I'm sure you're probably listening. I just wanted to say, because you said something that was so spot on about this idea that God is showing us glimpses of the plan and the purpose of our life, and I look at it this way. Think about it. Have you ever watched a movie, Jerry, or played a game, a board game, or done something in life, and you say, wow, this is interesting. This actually has a bigger kind of spiritual element to it. You can relate it to God. Well, you look at those like 325-piece puzzles, right, that come out of a box, and you're trying to put them all together, and some fit, some sort of fit. And there's holes in the puzzle, but people who are really good at putting puzzles together, then all of a sudden is revealed this beautiful image, this tapestry, right? Well, that's similar to how I think our life can be, where the little puzzle pieces are fitting into place, and we can start to see how God had his hand in it and how we participated. But if you really want to get the tapestry of your entire life revealed to you a little bit more than when you die and when you go into eternity, right? You can be asking God right now. And the strength that you have spiritually, and the more advanced and the more mature you become spiritually, God will release some of that, ultimate plan in little doses that you can handle. The reason why I know this is because if you study the lives of the saints, especially Padre Pio, he was given a huge glimpse of the big plan for him. Why? Because he was spiritually advanced. And so there is a reason to go deeper and deeper with God, because I think God, rewards that in so many ways and releases so much of the plan to you ahead of time, which allows you to enter into the different events and circumstances in a whole new way. What do you think about that? That's the first time I've kind of introduced that to you. You probably know it all already.
Well, I don't know. I think it was very well put. And as you were talking, I was just thinking about how, just going through life, life mirrors kind of like things like when we're driving somewhere, and mm-hmm. you maybe you're going on a long straight stretch and you can see way up ahead, but you can't see what's up there quite, with perfect clarity.
Right.
Or if you're going around a corner, you're sometimes you go around the corner, and you go, wow, you're really surprised by what you find around that corner. You didn't expect mm-hmm. it. So mm-hmm. I think, yeah, I suppose if God revealed the whole picture all at once, it would be I don't know what would be the result of that, but mm-hmm. I think he leads us on little by little, like you said, and
right.
Very beautiful, right. Very beautiful.
Yeah, well, we can learn a lot from Padre Pio's story. He even knew how long he had to live on this earth, so it was kind of interesting. So that's how much he was able to receive so much of the plan, and then he participated in such a great way. But let's move on to Amanda in Illinois on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Amanda. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, Amanda. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm nervous. I wanted to share mine because I thought, it's not necessarily a regret for me anymore, but I thought, it could maybe give someone else out there some hope. But for me, it's actually when I left the church for a while during my life. I had a really bad experience, in the church and in a Catholic school growing up, and, I just became very, very bitter. I don't necessarily regret that anymore because it's made me who I am today in my faith, and it's made me really strong in my faith. And I really try to use my experience to, encourage other parents or siblings and people out there, that just because, your child left the faith or something like that doesn't mean that they're not going to come back. To just not be pushy and to just keep praying for them. Because if you're pushy, it's just going to turn them further and further away.
But obviously, I do regret that time that I missed out in the church and receiving the sacraments. But, you know, on the other hand, I don't regret it because it really has made me such a strong Catholic today. And my husband, when I married him, was not Catholic. I wasn't, like, super into my faith at the time. So that didn't necessarily bother me. We've been married for almost 5 years now, and he just joined RCIA, and that has been a big answer to prayer. Again, with him, like, I wasn't pushy. I just prayed about it, and here we are. So, you know, you know someone. There goes a train. Sorry.
That's God confirming your testimony.
If you know someone or love someone that is, like, lost and you feel like there's just no hope, just keep praying the rosary. I hear it's really powerful for fathers to do that. I don't know why, but I guess fathers praying for their children who have left is supposed to be super powerful. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Amanda, you know, the train was going by as you're speaking and we were chuckling about it. But in all honesty, I kind of think that might have been a heavenly sign of saying, you know, the power, you know, you hear that train signal. It's a powerful sound, right? And you're making a powerful statement. So you said a word that I messaged over to Jerry. Please let me go first. Use the word time. Okay, the time we spent away from, you know, receiving the sacraments, or the time we spent away from praying the rosary, or learning more about Jesus, or reading the scriptures, or away from being, you know, receiving the Eucharist. Okay, but the beauty of it is God stands outside of time. So, and you said you know you don't regret it because you're the person you are today, and you're strong in your faith, and your husband being enrolled in RCIA, that is wonderful. Coming into the church, we're so excited for you. But Amanda, here's a challenge for you. Since God stands outside of time, why don't you use that to benefit for your spiritual growth? Ask him to make up for all of that lost time. I've done that. There are so many things I've said to the Lord. Lord, you stand outside of time. Make it all up. Let me have an intense portion of it. And you watch how the good Lord will take you on. It's amazing the leap you take when you allow God to be God, right? And to stand outside of time and to make up for all of those things. And you just have this rapid growth, spiritual growth. And it's incredible. So Amanda, I'm sure you probably know this already, but maybe you didn't. If you haven't done it already, there's a challenge for you, because I think it would be very intense, but very, incredibly powerful in your spiritual life. What do you think?
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. I'm going to have to do that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and God is so very gentle and patient. And you know, you actually, you mentioned early in your call, you had a bad experience in the church and in a Catholic school. And that, unfortunately, those things have led a lot of people to go in a direction different than the one you went, Amanda. I mean, you had a choice of how to let this impact you. And by God's grace, you've made the blessed choice and the eternally beneficial choice. And I'm just reminded of, I think it's Matthew chapter 20, the parable of the workers. You know, those who were hired at the end of the day, you know, received the same amount as those who were hired early in the morning. That's how our God is. Mm-hmm. So I agree with everything that Debbie said. And it sounds like you've got a real sense of, you know, contentment and joy about where God has brought you right now. And I echo what Debbie said as well. You know, congratulations on your husband being an RCIA. This is going to really make a world of difference in your marriage.
Yes, thank you so much. We're very excited about it.
Good, good, good.
Thank you, Amanda. Call us again, okay? Thank you.
I will. Thank you.
God bless.
Oh, good, good. Thank you. What a sweet call. What an amazing call. Well, see, I learn every time we do this show. I think I get more out of it than our listeners. I'm learning. You should see the notes I'm taking. This is good stuff.
Well, we're talking today about if there's anything in your past that you would change, maybe not regret, but just change or tweak a little bit. God can make right anything we made wrong. So if you have something to contribute to this discussion, please join us, 833-288-3986. Reg in Dallas, Viviani in Florida. Hold on, we will get to both of you. But Mary Jane got in right before you did in Cheyenne, Wyoming, listening on Catholic Radio Network. Hello, Mary Jane. Good to have you with us.
Hello.
Hello there.
Yes. Okay, so I regret not getting my master's degree in social work so that I could be a counselor.
Okay.
I was involved in a serious automobile accident, and I was off work for about 8 months, and I incurred a lot of debt during that time. And so I didn't want to go on and get my master's because I didn't want to incur any more debt. So, but people come to me and tell me their problems, and I just have an innate ability to be empathetic and listen to them. And the professors that I had in college wanted me to, they recognized that, and they wanted me to go on and get my master's degree so that I could listen and help others. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I regret not going down that path.
Well, unless God is using you to go into ministry in that same area. Have you thought about life coaching? Have you thought about being in spiritual direction? Because if you have that ability to really be, to really practice empathy in listening to people and understand at a deeper level, you know, I just, you know, maybe God's opening another door for you, Mary Jane. What do you think?
Well, that's true, because I have, we're trying to initiate a bereavement counseling at the cathedral, the cathedral where I attend. And so it's in the beginning stages. So I'm hoping that moves forward so we can develop that and get that on active in our parish.
Good. Good. And that's needed more than ever. Mm-hmm. But here's something I just want to say. If you're starting that ministry, or you're part of the leadership team that's starting it, you know, be very, go in there and let them know what your gifts are. Because remember, when that's a gift that you've been given from God. Okay. Use it to the fullest. And you don't need credentials after your name to do that. Okay. You have a heart for people. God has given you the gift. He will equip you. He will make it happen. But you've got to be in there also being able to represent yourself well, because those gifts were given to you by God. So it's a big deal, Mary Jane. Go for it.
Yes. Thank you for the encouragement. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. I mean it. I absolutely mean it. I've seen people do this before in ministry. I have over 30 years in ministry, and I could hear it in your voice. You do have that gift that God has given you. So I pray that it's gonna take you on a wild and crazy ride with God, but it's amazing, Mary Jane. Will you keep us posted?
I will. Thank you.
All right.
I love it.
Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate that. Again, Reg and Viviani, hold on just a minute. I want to get to, real quickly, social media. We've got some comments. Those of you watching on Facebook and YouTube, Dave watching on YouTube says, I have way too many things I regret doing. I can't think of the number one thing to change, but they are what they are. And here I am today trying not to repeat them. I think I would like to take back any time I ever hurt someone with my words or actions.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's good.
That is a good one. Wow. I think we can all share that one.
Michael F., if I could change anything from my past, I would not have gone to college. Okay, Michael F. says that.
Really? Wow.
Michael J., if I could change something from my past, I would have been a better person overall and not lost my marriage. Michael J., thank you for your candid take on that. Yeah. And Anne Marie says, what I'd do if I could do it all again, I'd go skydiving. I'd go Rocky Mountain climbing. I'd go 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. I bet our mistakes, mostly in 20s, that part of the brain that deals with action and consequences isn't fully developed until the late 20s. So, Anne Marie weighed in on YouTube as well. And we've got Timoteo and Donnie on Facebook. We'll try to get to your contributions here in a moment.
Okay. But we do have room on the phones if you'd like to dial in quickly, though. Don't wait any longer. What do you what would like to change in your past? 833-288-3986. And one of our listeners just messaged in and said that they learn so much each and every time that our callers share their stories. I feel the same way. I learned so much. Thanks, you guys. It's amazing. You're the teachers for this show. Okay, let's go to Reg in Dallas, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Reg. Welcome.
Hello, Debbie. Hello, Jerry.
Hi,
hope you're having a good morning.
Yeah, hope you are too.
I have a long, long list of things that I would like to undo in my life, and most of them fall back to a single act when I was 19 in 1976, when I didn't raise a finger to save my child from abortion. I carried that as a real heavy weight for a long time, but I didn't even realize it because back then I was foolish enough to think that abortion was all right. It was a hard-won right that women had fought for and won. And when the woman told me she was pregnant, inside I went, good, oh, thank goodness, a child. Because I wanted a child. And when she said, but I'm going to get an abortion, inside I said, please don't do this. But on the outside I said, whatever you want, dear, it's your body, your choice, which is kind of my cowardly way of saying, I guess this isn't my problem. I was in denial for many years. It took me 15 years before God gave me the grace to recognize what I had done, that I had been an accomplice in the murder of my own child. And that was when he reached in and he broke what was then a heart of stone and replaced it with a heart of flesh. And because I recognized finally what I had done, I was able to repent of it and receive God's forgiveness. But, you know, a lot of times that's just not quite enough. It took me a long time after that to realize what kind of damage had been done to me. I went to a group called Rachel's Vineyard. Have you heard of them?
Oh, yes.
Yes, though they do wonderful work. They helped me to realize that the child, that the abortion in my past was someone and not something. And so I was able to name my child who was missing, because, you know, the moment you become a father, and you can't be unfathered, but the moment you become a father, a relationship is established between you and that child, and that child being gone left a hole in me. But I was able to, I prayed to God, and he told me that it was a girl, and I named her Elizabeth Dolores, because Elizabeth was her mother's middle name, and I named her Dolores because it made me sad. But finally, I had a relationship with her, which helped so much, so much. And I still had grief in other ways, though. I was damaged as a man. Project Rachel is perfect for women. It reaches every aspect of how a woman is damaged by it and starts them on the right path towards healing. But with men, it's different because we suffer from an abortion differently. So I was actually invited to be in the first Project Joseph, which was for men, right, and for men, right, only.
Right.
Yeah, it's by men, for men. All the men understand the experience because we've all had an abortion in our past. whether we wanted it or fought it or didn't even find out about it until it was done. But with Project Joseph, we realized we were able to recognize the damage done to us as a man, as a spouse or, a potential spouse, and as a father. Mm-hmm. And it, so although I would change it if I could, because I'd have a 46-year-old daughter right now if I hadn't done it, and maybe even grandchildren. But God can make good come out of anything, because now through Project Joseph, I'm able to reach out to men in the same situation and try and relieve their grief, mm-hmm. relieve their agony, and bring them to the healing of God.
Right, right. Reg, can we just offer you some confirmation on your testimony that you're giving? First of all, a lot of messages are coming in. People are very moved by your story. Also, Jerry and I were texting back and forth about Rachel's Vineyard and Project Rachel, and then you shared Project Joseph. So thank you for doing that ministry work to help other men. I have one more challenge for you, Reg, only because I feel it so strongly. Remember, I'm a catechist at heart, and I'm also a life coach. Reg, you got to get to high schoolers, please. You got to get to high school. You just go to different parishes, ask the pastor if you can speak to their life teen group or their high school youth ministry group, and get to them before they enter into the same circumstance. If you could do that, Reg, I think you would really help our young folks, because they're listening to too many voices of the world, and they're not listening to their parents, but they may listen to you, Reg, who you've been through it. So I know you're doing Project Joseph. Don't want to add one more thing to your plate, but just keep that in mind, because I think our youth ministry groups need to hear your story, Reg.
You are so attuned, Debbie. Just yesterday, I gave a talk at a Catholic high school. Well, it was a grade school, but I talked to the 7th and 8th graders there. And mm-hmm. we just started going out with that. Project Joseph is part of the Healing After Abortion Ministry of the Diocese of Dallas, the Catholic pro-life community. Mm-hmm. And we have a speakers bureau, so people can call in and get speakers to come and talk about issues of life. Mm-hmm. And we've started reaching out now to youth to try and prevent them coming having to need Project Joseph at all.
Yes, exactly. And Reg, they're not listening to their parents, so they will listen to you, though. See, because I have my graduate degree in theology and junior high and high school ministry at Adolescent Spirituality. So I feel like I know these kids inside and out. And so, Reg, thank you. Keep doing it. And please go to different bishops and different dioceses and keep going around and telling your story, Reg. You'll be helping so many souls. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Reg, for your call. By the way, that website, projectjosephdallas.org, projectjosephdallas.org. And Reg, we'll continue to pray that God uses you in powerful ways. Viviani has been holding patiently in Naples, Florida, and we will get to you next. Hello, Viviani, listening on Sirius XM 130. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Viviani.
I just call you because I need people to pray for me, for my daughter. I am a single mother. I'm a widow. My husband passed away 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I have an 8-year-old daughter who is my priest. Mm-hmm. And I'm struggling. I need to find a job. Mm-hmm. I didn't get my diploma. I didn't study to get better. Study and be better, in better position. So I feel alone right now. I know God is watching me. Mm-hmm. I know God is with me in Mary. Mm-hmm. I just need you guys to pray for me.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Well, Viviani, we will we will pray for you, and we don't even have to ask the Take-Two family to do so. Likewise, they are already taking up your cause in prayer. And you mentioned, you know, Jesus is with you, you know, Mary is with you. And don't forget St. Joseph. You know, you're talking about one of your main burdens right now is your inability to find work. God has a job for you. It's going to be a fruitful one that will bring many blessings into your life and your 8-year-old daughter as well. St. Joseph is, you know, we have the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker on every May 1st because he is, in a sense, the patron saint of all workers. He worked with his hands and worked hard and very diligently to support the Holy Family. So, Viviani, we don't have a lot of more time right now. If you would like to email us with any further details, we would love to correspond with you about this. It's take2@ewtn.com. But please be assured that you now have a worldwide family of people praying for you. And as Debbie and I both like to encourage people to do, thank God in advance. Start thanking God and praising Him right now for what He's going to do in your life. And we would love to hear about it at some point. I really wish we had more time. The hour just passes by very quickly. But keep us posted, Viviani. And do praise and thank God now for what He's going to do in the lives of you and your beautiful daughter.
Amen to that. And your guardian angel's right beside you. Always remember that. You're being comforted by your guardian angel. Please stay in touch with us. Richard, we're not going to get to you.
Hey, Richard, brother. Sorry, we're not going to get to you.
Yeah, we're not going to get to you, but we'll get in touch. And then Reg in Dallas, Texas, can you email us as well? take2@ewtn.com. Tomorrow's show is the first Friday of the month. We dedicate it to the Most Holy Eucharist. Please join us. It's a very powerful show, a show that really impacts people deep into their soul. And that's what we wanted for the Real Presence show tomorrow. Jerry?
Until then, we wish you a most beautiful and blessed day. St. Joseph, pray for us. Don't forget, support your local Catholic radio station and EWTN with your pledges.